This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is lashing out at Turkey for its military assault on Syria's Kurdish fighters across the border in Syria. He calls it a mistake.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation. I think the incursion was unwarranted. President Erdogan that was fixated on making this incursion for one reason or another, and there was not a possibility that we were going to start a war with a NATO ally.
Esper says the invasion jeopardizes security gains made in recent years as the U.S.-led coalition and allied Syrian Kurdish forces battled the Islamic State group. His comments are very different from U.S. President Donald Trump's remarks on the situation, which he calls a big success. AP Sagar Magani has more.
As he claimed success, the president was quick to note the withdrawal was hammered just a few weeks ago.
Now people are saying, wow. What a great outcome.
Seth Jones at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it is, but not for the U.S.
It is the Russians.
Jones says Vladimir Putin's filling the vacuum the U.S. created by leaving Syria, just the latest toehold Putin's grabbed in the region.
Virtually every major country in the Middle East now has to go through Moscow as part of its political and military deliberations, not Washington.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces are accusing Turkey of launching a large land offensive targeting three villages in northeast Syria, despite a truce. But Russia says the peace plan hammered out this week is going smoothly. Israeli ex-military chief Benny Gantz has been tasked with forming a coalition government after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's efforts failed. Mr. Gantz now has 28 days in which to form his own coalition. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA.